Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the ones that are bringing our supplies in here for the hurricane zone down there in southwestern Florida. Thank you so very much. Now to Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, thanks for what you're doing there, Mr. Felix. To the suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel, and we'll have something to say about you here with Denise Simon in just a few minutes. Also, the Amazon warehouse workers that listen to us nightly, and the drivers that are out there delivering around, thanks for tuning in. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter the same way. Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And the website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check us out. Okay, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we have our friend up in Colorado, Aaron. So, Aaron, what's on your mind, kiddo?
Well, Kevin, it's just the attack on Pelosi's husband. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the heck did that happen? I thought their house, this palatial estate they have, is surrounded by a huge, giant wall.
No.
To keep the great unwashed out of there, but I guess not. And the guy that attacked her husband, obviously, should be in an insane asylum, but San Francisco is such a cesspool. It's a big pile of dark side donkey ass. You got homeless going buck wild. You got drugs everywhere. I mean, I don't know how the people in San Francisco even exist. All this, I mean, it's a disaster. Yeah, you have the majority of people there that live in San Francisco or California are law-abiding citizens that work hard, go to work, do what's supposed to do, and the Pelosi's just got a pace. Law-abiding American citizens, maybe illegal aliens or illegal people, get on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So it's really sad what happened to them, but they just got a taste of what law-abiding citizens get every day. No bail, just no cash bail nonsense going on in these cities or states. Soft on crime attorney generals. So this is mm-hmm. when you have this insanity going on in these cities, in these states, there are consequences, and the crap hits the fan, and mm-hmm. the chickens, they have come home to roost. But anyway, Denise, Cap, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Aaron. By the way, the drug that this guy supposedly was taking was called Ibogaine. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's a dangerous psychoactive substance that can cause heart problems and death. It's been used in the past to treat addictions, but has been shunned by the mainstream medicine because it can't be used safely. That's certainly true when it brings this to attention to distribution by some New Age nudist commune, which may be, in fact, putting this out there for people to take.
Well, one of the cohorts of this nudist thing that he was involved in is actually in prison right now, from what I understand. So,
Yeah,
and you know, he was estranged from his family, he was estranged from his friends. But as far as security goes, at the house, this is not the first time this house has been a target. I think there was some graffiti that was painted on the garage door.
And, correct.
You know, some. Yeah, so there's not a wall, but there is a security system there. So we don't know how the call was placed to 911 or if there was more than one, because apparently the 911 operator escalated the call because they knew the address or they knew the name. So that's a little strange that, you know, that there was, you know, we don't know how, if the security system pinged the police and then there was a call, we don't, there's some other details that we're missing here.
Right,
but,
right.
Crime is everywhere, isn't it? Now, I think Congress voted because of the sergeant at arms was providing an extra $10,000 to members of Congress for security, to up their security systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where that applies, I don't know. If their residences, it applied there in D.C. or in their home districts or what. We don't know that. But apparently, Nancy Pelosi's house in San Francisco already had a security system.
Yeah.
So we all have a lot of questions out here, for sure.
Well,
in the meantime, pretty much every single Democrat is saying that this attack on Paul Pelosi is an extension of January the 6th, and all the way up, including Obama, are blaming Republicans. So now the Republicans are the violent attackers.
Yep.
And that's why we end up with this kind of stuff, because you know, people like Obama in his speech say we've got to come together as a nation.
Yep.
You know, we've got to stop the division, but here he says these kinds of things.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon. The FoundersCode.com website is where you can find her, FoundersCode.com. And I will be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers and gaining in numbers all the time. Now, I can tell you that if you have a car or a truck and you have insurance on it, and maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat or an RV too, that you might want to bundle all those together and save a little money. Now, there's another way that you can save money by using your homeowner's, renter's, or maybe you've got a condo insurance. If you bundle all of that together, you'll save more money. So, no matter what you do, the more bundling you do, the more saving you'll do. So think about that. That would be Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. Give it a shout. See what happens. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
We got a couple of callers here. Let me go first to Aaron in Colorado. Okay, there. Aaron, what's up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. I think you got Mel and Sarah calling.
Okay, now
yeah,
I got
Mel.
Mel.
You already did Aaron.
All right. Okay, that's okay. All right. Mel, go ahead.
Yes. Concerning this supposed attack on Paul Pelosi, you know, I think it's, the Democrats see the handwriting on the wall as to what they've done and what might be coming their way for their actions against we, the people, to up. To get through Congress and the Senate, a measured security for their own safety as far as to up the ante, I should say, to get more security, get it in law to where they get the security that they need for what they've caused. So, I mean, I don't know. I kind of hope that it actually, I mean, whatever happened to him, hopefully it wasn't, what I'm trying to say, I hope that he comes through with this as far as his well-being, but I kind of think that, I wasn't there to see what happened, if it happened, is what I should say, if it happened. So, but that could be what they're going to use to get themselves added security, written into law.
Yeah.
Or as what I said, for what they've caused to this nation and what they've caused to we, the people. That's what I have to say, Kathy. And Denise, thank you. And you guys have a great day.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, Denise, because I heard you agreeing with them.
Well, here's what I said, I think, a couple days ago on your show, and that is this kind of proves that Congress is actually meddling in business that they shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes everybody mad. It makes the Democrats mad. It makes the Republicans mad. But I'm not talking about legislators. I'm talking about voters out here.
Mm-hmm.
They're passing laws and doing policies that they have no business doing, and so everybody gets angry. So if you don't think that what happens inside Washington, D.C. affects what happens outside of Washington, D.C., there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that this guy yelled, where's Nancy, doesn't tell me anything, but I will tell you that, you know, the yellow media, the coward media,
mm-hmm.
they concoct these stories, and then, they run with them. They put them through poll testing, and they go, yeah, that'll work, and then they just expand on that. So, we're not going to come together as a country. It's just, I just don't see it. I don't see it at all. And then when you've got 5 billion illegals coming into the United States, I feel like I want to tell them, I don't know what you left or what country you came from, but things aren't any better here either. So I want to rethink where you're going.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Bagamon Bob, who's on the line right now. Bagamon Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. Wanted to know if, assuming that we regain both the House and the Senate, how easy is it going to be for them to restart the wall, and can they do it over President Biden's assumed veto? And the second thing I wanted to mention was the fact that Kathy Hochul up in New York has restarted or signed an executive order, rather, to confiscate guns under red flag laws. And how can that be constitutional for the governor, to subvert a Second Amendment right? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, I saw what Kathy Hochul did, and I also understand that the Second Amendment Foundation has brought an immediate lawsuit through the Supreme Court to remedy that situation. So we may hear about something about that in the next day or two. That's Alan Gottlieb, who's one of the people that we have as a regular contributor here on the program. And we'll see where that goes, but you are right. I don't believe they can change that in midstream. That is a constitutional right per the Second Amendment. But go ahead, Denise.
Well, to these politicians, these Democrat politicians, that no right is absolute. And even Biden has said that many times. We have not only seen it with the Second Amendment, but we've seen it with the First. You have to have a permit to do that, and you have to pay for it, to have some kind of a rally or have, if you go into these protests or,
mm-hmm.
These events, you've got constitutional zones where you're allowed to do that. Well, give me a break.
Yep.
You can pretty much look at every single amendment, and there's been violations. There's been violations to the Fourth Amendment. There's been violations to the Tenth Amendment. These politicians are supposed to protect those amendments. That's what they are there for. They are supposed to protect government from us, or us from government, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Now, Jen Psaki recently traveled to Pennsylvania for her CNN job, and I think she was doing a bunch of interviews with, people that they put in a room, and they were going to try to get their opinions as to what they thought about what was going on with the election and all that, and she couldn't find anybody in there with all, and I guess she didn't vet them very well, but she couldn't find anyone in there, and there was all a room full of Democrats that agreed with anything that she was trying to get them to agree on.
Well, and so what other tactics are they doing? Like they're putting Fetterman now on The View.
Yep. Yep.
You know, where's the decency anymore? You know, if Fetterman had, for instance, if he had any cognitive ability or any critical thinking ability, he himself would come out of this race. What's with the people around him? I mean, is this the best that they're going to put up to represent a state in Washington, D.C.? It's really outrageous. And the same thing with the governorship, you know. And then they go after people like Kerry Lake, including Liz Cheney. I mean, or you know, we've got this Senate race out there in Utah. You know, there's no reason for Mike Lee not to re-win that seat.
Right.
I mean, it's really outrageous that you know, you've got this Evan character who ran falsely as a Republican, then decided to go over to be an independent, run against Mike Lee, and then what happens? Well, his money is coming from Act Blue. So, I mean, and then you got Democrats that are putting money into independent candidates or weak Republican candidates to divide the vote. So you got Democrats paying for Republican campaigns.
Right.
Where is the decency anymore? I mean, these people aren't even real.
Yeah. There isn't any decency or any morality. That went out the window a long time ago. Unfortunately. Now, I got to ask you a question, because I said I was going to mention something. We've only got about a minute to do this. You wrote an article about the diesel and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I happen to know from conversations I've been having with the Chevron people, because I'm going to have an interview with the CEO, Michael Wirth, here in the next week, that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we've got to do something, and I know what they did before. And the truckers that are old enough to remember this know what I'm talking about. They went to 50 state minimums, or I mean maximums, rather. In a lot of these states, you can only buy 50 gallons of fuel, the truckers, and that was it. If you had to stop four times, you go across the state and buy 50 gallons. Oh, and by the way, that was a per-day rate, per day. So you couldn't buy
a
ration. Yeah, that was even worse.
Going now until after Christmas, we're going to have a crisis.
Yes,
the strike on transport of the rail system.
Yes, we are, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll talk about that. And I think I can see a new article coming up with your name attached to it. All right, because that'd be a great point to write about for Denise, because we need to get some clarity out there quick. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
Antonio Barroso reporting more than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody triggered protests posing one of the biggest challenges to ruling clerics in decades. Their call came in the statements published by the Iranian Etemad and other newspapers on Sunday. Shocked family members collected bodies, parents searched for children, and the country looked for answers on Sunday after at least 153 people were crushed to death when a crowd in South Korea surged in an alleyway during Halloween festivities. President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a period of national mourning and designated Seoul's popular Taiwan district a disaster zone after the Saturday night disaster. The frequent targeting of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi by online extremists and political opponents likely contributed to the violent attack on her husband Paul, terrorism and extremism experts have said. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for us to tell you about the military and veterans news for this morning. Got a couple of interesting articles here for you as to what's going on in the world in which we live in. Now, first of all, the National Aviation Academy brings you our military and veterans news segment. Find out more about them at naa.edu, and they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that are there to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the two campuses are in Clearwater, Florida, number one, and Concord, Massachusetts, number two. Now, the one in Clearwater is right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm here in Tampa on the east side, and they're over on the west side in Clearwater. Now, the one in Concord, Massachusetts is just outside the Boston city limits. And you get to them by going just outside the Boston city limits, and boom, you're there. But my point is that they're both near major areas of flight where people get on planes, so therefore you're going to be able to get the best type training you can, because you'll be right there amongst the midst, and you'll be able to see and hear everything that's going on, be taught by some of the best instructors in the business. And I mean that sincerely, because I've met them, I've talked to them, and they know their stuff. Now, the NAA.edu website is the place where it all starts. Go over there, take a look, see what there is to see, and then ask to take the tour by calling them at 1-800-659-2080 and asking to take the tour at one of their locations, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, if you want to take the tour both places, you can do that too, if that would help you make up your mind as to where you might want to go to school. The course itself is 14 months, and you will learn, and you will become a highly paid, a sought-after, and I do mean sought-after, aviation maintenance technician. Now, I know the case of an individual who will be graduating this Thursday, and he's already got his job. He's got his bags packed. He's got his job, because after he gets his diploma on Thursday, guess what? He's on a plane, and he's headed to his job. It's that quick. It's that quick. And in some cases, not every case, but in some cases, that's the way it works. You'll get a job in your hand before you even get the diploma. But, of course, you have to have the diploma, because that's all contingent to the job. And these are very high-paying jobs. Very high-paying jobs. You're going to love the benefits and the money. So, NAA.edu to find out more. Now, the Biden National Defense Strategy is trying to tackle China and Russia and a nuclear deterrence. According to Military Times, the Biden administration has laid out a national defense strategy aimed at China, which it views as America's most consequential strategic competitor, and Russia, which it sees as an acute threat capable of cyber and missile attacks on the U.S. Well, yeah, yeah, and if you don't know that one, I don't know where you've been. Now, working in fear, some private contractors are accused of abusive labor practices on U.S. military bases. Now, our taxpayer dollars are being used potentially to support forced labor and human trafficking, and that's just unacceptable. So says a government auditor, a U.S. government auditor. Now, I don't know where these bases are. There's no report in this article as to where they might be. We'll just have to wait until they give us more information to tell us what it is that they're talking about. It's an NBC News story. So because of the fact it is an NBC News story, I would take it with a grain of salt. They've been known to be wrong more than they're right. Now, Air Force, the United States Air Force, is going to replace the Kadena F-15 squadrons with rotational fighters. We're talking about Kadena Air Base in Japan. It'll now have a rotational force of fighters. The Air Force is planning to replace the two squadrons of F-15C Eagle fighters that it's had stationed there for quite some time. And we'll see what happens when that happens. It'll be interesting. Might work out better, might not. We'll see. Now, the Army has backtracked, announced heating caps and other measures to cut energy use in Europe. A U.S. Army garrison in Europe is set to be colder and darker this winter because of new conservative measures taken in response to the continent's energy crisis. We got crises everywhere, don't we, with energy? Thank you, Russia. Thank you, Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Iran. All involved in this. All involved in this. Now, extremism amongst veterans needs study and prevention, lawmakers are saying. Federal officials need to find new ways to study and prevent extremism amongst veterans before the problem becomes widespread, according to a new report released by Democratic lawmakers on the House Veterans Affairs Committee on Thursday. Okay. I emphasize House Democratic members because more than likely they're making a mountain out of a molehill. And this is just not acceptable. They have their own rules, their own regulations, and they want everybody to abide by what they're doing, which may or may not be legal in most cases, may or may not be right in most cases. You have to find out to figure out. By the way, fearing that a Russian false flag in the Ukraine, the U.S. now has launched a plan to track the firearms that we give to the Ukraine to figure out if they're going where they're supposed to be going. Because Russian forces, reportedly, in some cases, have captured and used these weapons to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces, which wouldn't surprise me in the least. They're very clever at what they're doing. By the way, did you hear about, and this just blows me away. The Russians are inviting the Afghan special forces troops that came into Russia. They're offering them the opportunity to fight for Russia and to go up against the very same people, some of them that may have been fighting with them. We'll see. We'll see. But the thing of it is, folks, is that there's so much nonsense going on here. So much nonsense going on here that we have to get to the bottom of this. And how, I know they're going to be paying them money, so they'd be technically mercenaries, but how is it that these people, and I don't know what their circumstance is, but maybe their families are being threatened, maybe they're being threatened, maybe there's something like that going on, don't know. I am going to try to find out, though. And that's why they jumped on the opportunity to do this. The Afghan special forces going up against the Ukrainian troops. Okay, I guess we'll find out soon because they're training now as we speak. Training now. Now, the Pentagon has said the Ukraine is going to get the advanced air defense systems that they want early next month. And we'll see how that happens. Anti-aircraft batteries that work and that are highly sophisticated. We'll see what happens when they get that opportunity. In the meantime, I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with him and you too. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Before I get to Chris Markowski, I need to tell all of you out there in Radio Land that this portion of the program being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, it's important for you to know that Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura get customers, people that come in to buy, from all around the country. Because this show is nationally and heard, and there'll be people that'll come down here from Ohio, New York, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Kansas, Texas. We've had some people come from as far away as Nevada and Arizona to buy vehicles here because of what they offer. Now listen to this. Moss has a policy, a program, called You Serve, You Save, where all active duty military, all military veterans, all first responders, whether you're current or retired, and all church pastors too, get a fantastic deal on the new or pre-owned vehicle that you're ordering. And that's every time, all the time. And also your Moss Acura, certified or pre-owned, new or pre-owned, comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. I don't know of anybody that's doing both of those things anywhere in the country. So you owe it to yourself to save a little money and check out Moss Acura at mossacura.com. That's mossacura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you're probably going to save some more money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It was an interesting day of football yesterday. But I want to talk to you about a comment that was made. You know who Fred Flights is, right?
Fred who?
Flights.
No, I'm not. I don't know who that is.
He's a former national security representative for President Trump. He was one of the assistants. But anyway, okay, he says Biden's Saudi policy is a national security malpractice.
Is what policy, Matt? I'm sorry?
Saudi policy. Is a
Saudi policy. Listen, the relationship with Saudi Arabia, I don't can't remember it being this this bad in a very, very long period of time, but it kind of started off by picking a fight back during a campaign.
Yeah.
And some comments that were made. And I don't necessarily see that as the right way of handling things as far as diplomacy is concerned, especially, you know, due to the fact that we're relying upon them, the world is relying upon them for energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right about that. Now, we had an election in Brazil. The leftist De Silva defeated Bolsonaro to become Brazil's president again. Apparently this is a hard-left president, and I'm not sure if hard-left means hard-left or hard-right in their definition of it. Do you?
Well, I you know, the very, very close election there in Brazil. I don't, to be quite honest with you, I don't really pay much attention to the politics within this country. It's traditionally been a fairly left country for a period of time. Obviously split down the middle there, and they've both had their issues. Lula was imprisoned for a period of time. He came back and he won. I mean, it's kind of extraordinary, quite frankly. But again, I like it best. I mean, you want to kind of watch these things from afar and learn from them, but I don't like it when the United States ever gets involved in any of these races, and I think that that's important. And you go back to Netanyahu in Israel and the Obama administration actually campaigning for his helping him campaign for his challenger at one point in time. The United States should be watching these things from afar.
Now, there was a CBS poll that was brought out yesterday on that CBS News Sunday thing. And they talked about the GOP cares more about the economy than democracy. Well, I think somebody needs to be caring about the economy right now.
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, that's, you want to have an environment where people can, build and create and do things, and we can get back to economic growth again. Actually, a really interesting piece today. Andy Kessler is one of my favorite columnists in the Wall Street Journal,
right,
writing about all these no growth people out there that they got this idea that, they use these buzzwords like sustainability and whatnot and no growth. No growth means you're dying. That's just the reality as far as economics is concerned. If you're not growing, you're dying. And we need to continually to grow this economy. And again, rising tide lifts all boats all around the globe. This idea that they're going to go to this model where there's going to be no growth is just ridiculous.
Now, what do you think about this attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband?
The moment I heard it and I saw what was going on, I'm being honest with you. Something's not right. Nancy Pelosi is third in line to the presidency, Speaker of the House. You mean to tell me, some whacked out vagrant can find their way right into their house that easily? Either the security system might not have been tripped or something like that. Something's wrong. And it doesn't make much sense to me. You would think that the security at that house would be, pretty tight, especially in San Francisco, the type of crime that they're dealing with and the vagrants and drug abusers and whatnot. So something is rotten in Denmark, as they say, right?
Yeah, well, somebody came in through the back door. That much we know. Somebody busted a window to get in through the door. We know that, too. We think we know who the somebody was, but I won't mention the name yet. The thing of it is why wasn't there some sort of security there to begin with? Now, I get it. The husband doesn't get security with the congressional in Congress. That doesn't work. Even the Speaker of the House, she's got her security people, three of them, traveling with her wherever she goes. When she comes home, they come home with her. But it seems to me the Speaker of the House is a strong enough or far enough the ladder position that there should have been somebody there watching the husband, it seems to me.
I mean, it's not even just security personnel. You can buy, you can buy security equipment, from everything from, basically motion detectors on through in the back. You know, I mean, there's anybody who enters, the property should be sent something off at some point in time. I mean, again, the third line to the presidency.
Yeah.
And that's, that's her house. So, again, something's not right to me. Something clearly off with this story.
Okay, now you like to make money, right?
Yes, sir.
How many Powerball grand prize tickets are you going to buy now that it's up to $1 billion?
Zero.
I knew you were going to say that because I know you. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, it's the chances of winning that are like cutting pieces of paper, throwing them off the Niagara Falls, the Niagara Falls, and then trying to pick them up dry at the bottom.
Yeah, I think you got a better chance doing that. Quite frankly, it's again, not my thing. Never bought a lotto ticket.
Now the Fed is set to further steep the rate hike as recession fears with the U.S. Federal Reserve. What do you think it's going to go up to again?
I think they're going to do 75 basis points. More than likely, it's what's key is what they're talking about moving forward because certain parts of the inflationary picture have come down, real estate in particular, and some other things. But I don't think that they'll go any higher than that.
Okay, well, we can hope, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think that, raising rates, we talked about this, is going to really do much when it comes to, energy issues and issues when it comes to food. I mean, had that deal that was broken down between Russia and Turkey and Ukraine where they're going to be shipping grain out, and obviously that's going to cause some shortages in other parts of the world, and these things can kind of ripple through. But the Fed really can't do anything about any of that. So rates is an exercise of futility, if you ask me.
Okay, here comes the music. I'm gonna have to let you go, and we'll talk tomorrow. We'll be 1 week out of the election on the midterms. We'll talk a little bit more politics tomorrow. How's that?
You got it. Sounds good.
All right. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.